This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvapalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, regarding Angela Jimenez. It's J-I-M like Mary, E, N like November, E-Z. Date of birth 12/1/1977. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit with Ms. Jimenez with stage 2 chronic kidney disease, hypertension history, and ankylosing spondylitis. Her last visit was March 28th of this year. Her weight is stable unchanged for the last 6 months. She's been feeling well without any hospitalizations or procedures. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. She does have chronic back pain, though, secondary to ankylosing spondylitis. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema or rashes. Medications, medication list is reviewed. She's currently receiving Simponi. It's S like Sam, I, M like Mary, P, O, N like November, I. Aria, A, capital A-R-I-A, infusions every 8 weeks. But she states that those may be being changed because they've not been especially helpful. And she's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, her weight is 224 pounds, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 120 over 80. Pulse 95 and oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. The patient is alert and oriented, pleasant and cooperative. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, and she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 7th of 2022. Albumin 3.8, calcium is 9.1, creatinine is 1.08 with estimated GFR of 65, sodium 137, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 20. Your albumin to creatinine ratio is negative or less than 10.7, so normal. Phosphorus is 3.2. Hemoglobin 13.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Urinalysis, negative for blood and negative for protein. Assessment and plan, stage 2, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels and ankylosing spondylitis. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. She'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.